Can you open our Bibles from the book of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 7. The Gospel of John, chapter 7. We are going to read from verse 37 up to the end of the chapter. It was the last and most important day of the feast. Jesus stood up and spoke in a loud voice. He said, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Does anyone believe in me? Then, just as Scripture says, rivers of living water will flow from the inside inside them." When he said this, he meant the Holy Spirit. Those who believed in Jesus will receive the Spirit later. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given. This was because Jesus had not yet received glory. The people heard these words. Some of them said, "This must be the prophet we have been expecting." Others said, "He is the Messiah." Still others asked, "How can the Messiah come from Galilee? Doesn't Scripture say that the Messiah will come from the family line of David? Doesn't it say that he will come from Bethlehem, the town where David lived?" So the people did not agree about who Jesus was. Some wanted to arrest him, but no one laid a hand on him. Finally, the temple guards went back to the chief priests and the Pharisees. They asked the guards, "Why didn't you bring him in?" "No one ever spoke the way this man does," the guards replied. "You mean he has fooled you also?" the Pharisees asked. "Have any of the rulers of Pharisees believed in him?" "No, but this mob knows nothing about the law. There is a curse on them." Then Nicodemus, a Pharisee, spoke. He was the one who had gone to Jesus earlier. He asked, "Does our law find a man guilty without hearing him first? Doesn't it want to find out what he is doing?" They replied, "Are you from Galilee too? Look into it. You will find that a prophet does not come out of Galilee." That's the word of God. Brothers and sisters, I have just read this this passage further, but I will only focus on the first few verses where Jesus was in this feast. In Jerusalem, there was a day, or rather a time, when the people of Israel will come together as it is directed by the law in the book of Leviticus, that at least thrice a year, all males will gather in Jerusalem before the Lord. So now there was this feast in Jerusalem, which was called the Feast of Tabernacles. We know that there was a time when the Israelites were walking from Egypt to Canaan. The Bible says it took 40 years, and then therefore they had to stay in the tents so that they would be able to move as they were traveling to Canaan. Now there was a time when they had to celebrate this, because it was in remembrance of what God had done for them. So now this was the day, or rather the time, when they were having this Feast of Tabernacles. The Bible says there was a last day, which was the most important day of the celebration. And on this day, the Lord Jesus stood up and made this call: if anyone thirst, let him come to me and from inside of him, the rivers of water shall flow. The Bible says this was the most important day. Why is this the case? When we read, history says the Jews had developed a tradition in which on this day there will be a ceremony in which they go to the pool of Siloam, draw water, and make a sort of a celebration of cleansing, where they will pour water on the altar, and the people will start celebrating and singing and praising the Lord. And as they were actually doing that, that was when Jesus took the opportunity to call people to him. Why were people doing this? While it is not directed directly from the book of Moses, the tradition says, as people were reading the scriptures, they will find some passages in the scriptures, like the book of Isaiah, where in chapter 12, it will speak about the joy of drawing water out of the wells of salvation. If you read Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3, it will say, therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And verse 6 says, cry aloud and shout, thou inhabitants of Zion, for great in the midst of thee is the Holy One of Israel. So there will be such ceremonies, events, and sort of celebration where people will be doing this, remembering and acting what the Bible is saying about salvation from the rivers of water. As I say, this is not directed directly from the law of Moses, but people reading it, they will sort of play act it. Amen. This reminds me of what our people do when they go to the scripture and find something that maybe they would like to identify themselves with it. In the book of Revelation, there is a passage where it says, John says he saw a multitude on the mountain. And this multitude was it says they were standing before the throne and before the Lord, arrayed in white robes and palm in their hands. I hope you remember that passage. These people are clad in white robes, and they are praising the Lord, standing before the Lord. What would our people do? They will go to the shops, buy some, you know, themselves, and make themselves white robes, and then they will call themselves, we are the, some people will call themselves Zionists, because they are standing on the Mount Zion. And they will do anything. So that is play acting what they have read in the scripture. When I look at what the people were doing on this day, they were play acting what the Bible says. They will draw waters of salvation from the wells. So now, as they were busy celebrating this on the day, on the last day of the feast, the Bible says, Jesus stood up and then said, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me. And if a person believes, inside of him shall flow the rivers of living waters. Jesus was looking at these people doing these things with a wrong understanding. But now, because he is Jesus and he knows the hearts of the people, he detected that actually inside these people there is thirst, there is hunger, there is a longing for something that will satisfy their lives. And therefore they are doing this because they have this thirst in their heart. Of course, Jesus took the opportunity and called them to him. The Bible says, as Jesus was saying this, he was referring to the Holy Spirit that was going to come after his departure, after he has gone to glory. Now, brothers and sisters, I have this question. Because the Bible says one time Paul was at Ephesus and he met some disciples there who were serving the Lord, who were preaching, and he asked them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? I'm going to ask this question to you today. Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? Because Jesus here is saying, whoever believes and comes to me, the living water will flow from his heart, that person. So the Bible gives us the impression that if a person believes, that person must receive the Holy Spirit. That person needs the Holy Spirit in his life. In the context of this passage, I'd also like to emphasize what happened. The Bible says, as Jesus was saying this, people marveled at the way he was speaking. Some concluded that this is really the prophet, and some would say, this is the Messiah. And some would say, no, there cannot be a Messiah coming from Galilee, because they did not know that Jesus actually came from Bethlehem. They did not do their study. So they disputed Jesus Christ as the Messiah. What is of interest are those people who were supposed to arrest him. The Bible says they were guards, and they were expected to arrest Jesus because the Pharisees did not like him. They wanted to find fault with him. When they were asked, why did you bring the person with you? This guard said, what you heard from that person, we have never heard it from any other person. This person can talk. This person can speak. Usually, if the people hate somebody, even those who hate the gospel, they will not tell the truth or give a true reflection of what the gospel is. And they will tell people lies about the gospel. But actually, when the people go and listen to the gospel, they will find a different story. So it was with Jesus. These people when listening to his words, to what he was actually saying, they felt, instead of arresting this man, what we need to do is to follow this man. And the people were very angry about that. Jesus Christ was calling men to come to him, and he promised that if they believe inside of their heart will flow the rivers of the living water. We hope and we believe, brothers and sisters, this is also true of today. We do need Jesus Christ in our hearts. We do have to believe in him. But Jesus did not say, just come to me. He said, whoever is thirsty, and if that person believes, then he can come. He will receive the Holy Spirit, as the Bible explains it. Today, we see many people claiming and saying that they believe in Jesus Christ. Your belief will not help you unless you know why did you come to Jesus Christ. There are many different reasons that people will come and say they believe in Jesus Christ. But Jesus Christ said, whoever is thirsty, let him come. And the Bible also says, blessed are the poor in spirit. And it also says, blessed are those who hunger for righteousness. There must be that feeling in your life as you look at yourself, as you look at your own life, and see that your life is incomplete without Jesus Christ. There is emptiness. There is a need in your life that must be filled. That will make you, after receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, see the difference in your life. Because that's what must happen. If a person believes in Jesus Christ, he comes to Jesus Christ and give his or her life to Jesus Christ, there must be a change. A change must be felt by the person himself or herself. The change must be seen by other people that this person is changed. His life has changed because he has found what is lacking in his life. So Jesus says, if a person comes to him in faith, he will receive the Holy Spirit. There was one time when Jesus Christ was discussing or talking to a Samaritan woman. The Bible says he eventually asked that the woman should give him water to drink, which the woman said, I can't because you are a Jew. I'm a Samaritan. But Jesus said to her, if you knew the gift of God, and if you know who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. Jesus Christ promised all those who believe in him that whenever they come to him, he will give them waters of life, the living water. Even when we read in the book of Acts, Peter was preaching on the day of Pentecost, the Bible says he told people that those who believe, those who repent and believe, God has promised to them the Holy Spirit. So, brothers and sisters, the message today says, whenever a person believes in Jesus Christ, there is a life that changes in him or her. There is a change that takes place that will make this person a different person, because the person has received something that will change his life. And God has promised us the Holy Spirit. Jesus was looking at these people play acting this ceremony of drawing waters from the pool, pouring it and celebrating it, but he saw deep into their hearts that even if they do this, but they still need to be cleansed. Water in the Bible, or even in Judah, is associated with purity, is associated with the cleansing of a heart of a person. So now they were celebrating this because they believed that there will be a day when God will come and clean their lives through the Holy Spirit. That is why some people would realize that this must be the Messiah of whom we have heard in the Bible. When Jesus was telling his disciples that he was supposed to leave, he said to them, "It is to your advantage that I leave, because if I don't leave, the Holy Spirit will not come. And if I leave, then I will send the Holy Spirit. The coming of the Holy Spirit is very important in the sight of Jesus himself. He even said it is better that the Holy Spirit comes than him being here, because of the impact that the Holy Spirit will do in the life of a person, because of the impact that the Holy Spirit will do worldwide. And it says, this Holy Spirit that will come, he called him a comforter, a counselor, or a helper, according to the different versions. We need the Holy Spirit in our life in order to be able to live as Christians. We know of other religions of the world, Islam and many others. You just have to obey and follow some particular rules that they have given you. It is not like that with Christianity. Christianity is a belief where a change of life takes place and some power that will come to you so that you can be able to live this life of Christianity. So the Bible says to live a life of Christ, to follow Christ, we will not do it on our own. We do need the Holy Spirit to help us. Therefore, brothers and sisters, in conclusion, I like to stress why we do need this Holy Spirit. It is because in life there are challenges. There are even temptations to go back to the old life and doing things that God does not want us to do. For us to be able to resist temptations, we do need the Holy Spirit in our lives. Otherwise, you will fall every corner you come across a temptation. In life, we need the Holy Spirit to guide us so that we'll be able to discern what is right and what is wrong. We have a very difficulty these days because Christians do not agree on things to the extent that some people will live a very wrong life, unacceptable to God, and yet still be claiming to be Christians. The Bible says a Christian has his mind changed so that he can be able to discern what is good, acceptable to God, and what is perfect. This can only happen because of the change that takes place in our lives when we have the Holy Spirit. We need the Comforter to spur us on and tell us not to despair. There are many things that will discourage us in life, but if we have the Holy Spirit, we will always strive on. In the book of Hebrews chapter 10, the writer have these words to say: "For yet a little while, and the coming one shall come and shall not tarry. But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and keep their souls unto the day of redemption." So you can see that in life there are challenges that we always encounter. We need the Holy Spirit to be with us so that we can strive on. So the question remains: did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? Because if the Holy Spirit is in your life, you will be able to face all the challenges of this life, and you will be able to live a life that God wants you to live as a child of God. Can you pray? Father, we thank you this morning. You have given us this opportunity to sit down, to listen to your word, which, Lord, is the word of life. We believe, Lord, that sitting before you, you will give us that strength and the ability to obey and to do as, Lord, you have directed. We pray, Lord, that you give us this power of the Holy Spirit to live and, Lord, to walk this life, not alone, but with you. Bless us, Lord, now, as we are about to leave. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen.